Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on May 30 regarding Roque, R-O-Q-U-E, Gonzalez, G-O-N-Z-A-L-E-Z. Roque Gonzalez is a 55-year-old woman who reports she injured her left middle finger at work on 5/13/17. Appeared on that occasion a banquet hall wall struck the finger. Appeared she did not go to the emergency room afterwards, period. She had further evaluation and treatment, including surgery, but remains unaware of her final diagnosis. Appeared she is no longer receiving any active treatment, period. New paragraph. Per the treatment records provided, Ms. Gonzalez was seen by a nurse practitioner on site on 5/22/17. Pecci stated the finger got caught up when the swing door closed on 5/13/17. Paired the left hand middle finger was extremely painful and she was unable to bend it. Paired upon exam, there was swelling and restricted range of motion with tenderness palpation. Paired she was referred for x-rays that were done on 5/23/17 to be inserted here. Paired new paragraph on typist, it's actually a male, so sorry about that, not a female. On 5/30/17, Mr. Gonzalez was seen by hand specialist Dr. Kane, K-A-N-E, period. He ascertained a history positive for diabetes, period. His impressions were left long finger P2 fractured with malunion, period. They discussed treatment options, and they elected to pursue surgical intervention. Period on 6/2/17, surgery was done to be inserted here. Period Mr. Gonzalez followed up with Dr. Kane post-operatively. Period. Physical therapy was then rendered. Period on 11/17/20, a corticosteroid injection was given. Period. He was to continue physical therapy. Period on 3/16/21, Mr. Gonzalez saw Dr. Kane again. Period. He did not get much relief from the injection and was using Voltaren gel. Period. Diagnostic x-rays revealed arthritic changes at the DIP joint. Period. The diagnostic assessments were left long finger pain and DIP joint post-traumatic arthritis. Period. They agreed to pursue conservative care for his arthritis. Period. The petitioner was going to follow up on an as-needed basis. Period. New paragraph on 4/9/18. Dr. Cataldo performed a permanency evaluation. Period on 6/26/18. Dr. Mateer performed a permanency evaluation also. Period. Upon exam, there was slight restriction and flexion at the PIP joint of the left middle finger. Pretty was able to get within 1 centimeter of the palmar crease with flexion of the left middle finger. Period. He had a well-healed 1-inch cicatrix over the dorsal aspect of the finger. Pretty there was no swelling, ecchymosis, or tenderness, nor was there any triggering or locking. Pretty had normal sensation and strength. Period. Dr. Mateer offered 7.5% permanent partial disability of the left long finger due to the P2 fracture with malunion, treated with surgical intervention, and occurred as a result of the work accident on 5/13/17. Period. The surgical intervention was successful. Period. Physical exam. Extremity's upper inspection revealed what looked like psoriatic lesions on his knuckles. Period. There was no overt swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Period. left long finger motion at the PIP, scratch that from the DIP joint to the nail, reveal the 1.5 inch longitudinal linear score. Period deflection of the DIP joint was 35 degrees and PIP joint to 85 degrees. Period MCP flexion was full to 90 degrees. Period composite flexion of the left long finger came to within 1 centimeter of the palm. Period motion of the remaining fingers, wrist, elbows, and shoulders was full in all planes without crepitus tenderness, trigger minor locking. Period hands, wrists, elbows, normal, cervical normal. Impressions on 5/13/17. Rookie Gonzalez injured his left ring finger when it was hit by a banquet hall wall. But he was seen at the insurance clinic several days later and then underwent x-rays. Period, Mr. Gonzalez quickly came into the hand specialist care of Dr. King. Period, surgery was done on 6/2/17 to be inserted here. Period, Mr. Gonzalez followed up postoperatively and participated in physical therapy. Period, he was then cleared to return to work. Period, he was evaluated for permanency by Dr. Cataldo on 4/9/18 and by Dr. Mateo on 6/26/18. Period, new paragraph of the current examination. Found there to be healed scarring on the dorsal aspect of the left long finger. Period. There was minimally decreased range of motion at the PIP joint, but moderately decreased range of motion at the DIP joint. Period. Hand grasp and pinch grip were intact. Period. Provocative maneuvers were negative. Period. New paragraph. There is the same amount of permanent disability offered by Dr. Mateer in 2018. Period. She was able to return to the workforce in a full duty capacity and only stopped working there in June of 2021. But this speaks to her high functional status. Period. And that is the end.